Reverends Ron and Lenore Scott began their ministry in Austin by giving classes on unity principles. One of the congregants, who was in real estate, located and made arrangements with a nearby school to use their cafetorium for services. The first official Sunday service for Unity Church of the Hills was held at the Grisham Middle School on Sunday, November 12, 1995. From its very inception, Unity Church of the Hills has had a wonderful music ministry. Here's a reason why.
My name is Roderick Sanford, and I officially started singing at Unity Church of the Hills the very second service that was held. And that was held in the Grisham Middle School cafetorium. The initial conversation with Ron was actually just via telephone. I got a random phone call one night. I was at home, and a gentleman, I answered the phone, and Ron was on the other line. He said, "Hi, my name is Ron Scott. I am a new minister here in Austin. We're starting this new congregation, and we're looking for persons to come out and provide music during our services." I came out the second service and sang and talked with Ron and Lenore. They liked and said, "Would you be interested in doing this more on a more regular basis?" And I agreed to be a part of that. And once again, it just started rolling and rolling from there.
The church continued to meet at the school for a few months, but the chore of carrying everything in and out each week was taking its toll. Besides, interest in this new church was growing so quickly, it was obvious that a more official location was needed. Lenore Scott talks about finding that location.
I had a real curiosity about the other churches in Texas and what are they like and what do they say. So on these Sundays that we had open for us, Ron and I would go to different churches and see what they were doing. Well, on this one Sunday, we were sitting there and his service was over and the minister said, "Now remember, we have the groundbreaking." He said, "And you don't want to miss that." And I looked at Ron and I said, "Well, if they're breaking ground, that means they're leaving here to go somewhere else and break their ground." I said, "I wonder who's going to have this church." And one of my mastermind partners was in real estate, business real estate. And so she got together with a friend that she knew who attended this church. And the two of them worked out the deal where we would take over this church.
This location is a little less than a mile away from here, in a shopping center on Anderson Mill, due west of where you are standing now. The congregation continued to grow and expand, and the consensus was that everyone wanted to have our own property. It's obvious that that happened, and you'll hear about how our current property was found and acquired at your next stop. But as you walk there, we want to share stories from some of our congregants about the move from the shopping center to where Unity Church of the Hills stands today. First is Michael Ray.
When we were getting ready to physically move to the church here, Lenore wanted to hire a moving company to come in and move everything over here because she wanted it professionally done. Now, I had spent a summer working for Allied Moving Vans in Houston as a summer job for you during college. And I knew just exactly how professional those people were. That they were going to just get a bunch of guys off the street that couldn't do it any better than us. So I went in and pitched this to Ron and said, "Look, we can do this. We can move this. We can move this church. You don't need that." And Lenore said, no, I don't want anyone dinging up the furniture and stuff like that. And finally, you know, he had his way there because it saved the church a bunch of money. But what happened is Heather Davies, who was in the role that Ellen had here for so many years, she was a coordinator, volunteer coordinator. She got we put the message out about here again about 2 weeks ahead of time, and we had, I would think, probably about 30 vehicles, pickup trucks, trailers, minivans. We had so many of them that they were in front of the, parked in front of the church, and then wrapped around to where Subway used to be. It's through the back alley that ran behind the shopping center, all the way back there. There must have been 30 of them. And we had Ron here at the church, and he was directing people to take things or whatever. We had Lenore here at this church, telling people where to put things. We had a crew that was simply loading up vehicles on one end, and another crew here at the church just simply unloading it and taking it to the rooms that that Lenore pointed out. And I think that we got the whole church moved in 2 hours.
Cliff Mark now talks about moving one of the most important pieces from our shopping center location to our current church, the cross that looks over our sanctuary.
One of the things I remember, I don't know if this story's been told yet, but from the shopping center church, which is about 3/4 of a mile away, they had one thing from that church they wanted to bring over here, which is that cross that hangs in the end of the sanctuary. So we took it out of that. A couple of us carried it, and we had a little parade one Saturday morning to move our church from there to here.
Please proceed to stop number 4.